Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is Friday. Yes, it is. And it's time for another short version. I mean, really short this time version of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. And why is that? Well, because it's my birthday and I'm choosing to make this one a really short riff and rant. So happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you whenever your birthday is. But today I want to say happy unbirthday to anybody who it isn't their birthday because I just want everybody to celebrate their birthdays, okay? Because here's the thing. Every day is a birthday. In fact, every day we have the chance to rebirth ourselves and be exactly who we want to be. But at this time of year, when I hit my birthday, there's five things I do. I sit down with a piece of paper, and I make a list of these five things. And it's very simple. I only add one thing for each thing I'm about to mention. It's a birthday gift that I give to myself. So you want my birthday list? Well, whether you want it or not, here it comes. All right, so number one, my first thing that goes on the list is, what can I let go of? In the next year, what is something I can let go of? And it's kind of like setting a goal, but it's really more of, I bring awareness to the thing I want to let go of over the next year. Number two, what can I embrace more of? So last year, I embraced more of owning that I'm a speaker. And I did a lot of stuff this year to start to grow my speaking business. So number two is, what can you embrace more of? Number three, what risks will I take or risk? It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be one little risk. And it doesn't have to be a humongous risk like bungee jumping or any of that sort of stuff. It could be a risk of saying hello to the cute guy or gal at the coffee shop that you see every day. What risks can you take? Number four is, how can I love more? Whether it's loving my husband, my kids, my work, my clients, humanity in general, especially given the current administration, what can I learn to love more of? And finally, what can I give more of? How can I give more? What can I do to give more to the planet, to the community, to others? So those are my five things. I'm going to run back through them really quick because I said I'm going to keep this really short today because it is my birthday. It is my birthday. But there's one other thing I'm going to share with you about my birthday after I run back through the list. Number one, what can you let go of? Number two, what can you embrace more? What can you really take in more? Number three, what is a risk you can take in the next year? Number four, what can you love more? And number five, what can you give more? Now, I promised I was going to tell you one other thing about my birthday. And it's not really about my birthday, but it's kind of a, well, it's not even kind of, it is a little thing I do each and every day when I wake up. I say happy birthday. Because every morning I feel like as I wake up and those little grungy things in my eyes start to get rubbed away and my voice starts to get warmed up and I start to wake up to the world, if I look at it as my birthday every day, then it sets the tone for the rest of the day. So on my birthday, I want you to just try it once, twice, three times. Maybe try each day this week when you're first waking up. Say happy birthday to me. And that's it. All right, so I'm going to go out. I'm going to start having some fun. Actually, I'm in Vegas, so I'm going to have a little fun while I'm here. And then I'll catch you next week on another version of, that's kind of weird, but on another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. Happy birthday every day to everyone. Remember, every day is a birthday. And go out there, make it a great day, and never stop stepping up, stepping out, and stepping into living your life uncloseted. It just takes one big, bold move to make it happen. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye.